Good evening, everybody. Anyone remember where we're up to? It's been so long. I feel like so we're somewhere in Shar HaNedivos, yeah? That much we know. So we're somewhere in Shar HaNedivos. I think we're up to Va'od Amru Chachamim. I didn't mark off exactly where we left off, but I think that's where we're up to. That makes sense? Anyone have it? Anyone looking? Yeah? You got that? Va'od Amru Chachamim. Okay. Va'od Amru Chachamim Zichronim Levracha. So the Chacham tell us, Chazal tell us, Midas HaNedivos Tluya Behergel, that a person's level of generosity, magnanimity, is totally on his on the habits that he develops. One is only considered a generous person if he develops habits of generosity. The person, each moment, each time, each day, is always practicing generosity. Right, this is famous from the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos, that if you have a guy who gives $1,000 to one ani one time, that's not necessarily a generous person. That was a person who had a generous moment. But if you have a person who gives a dollar every single day to 1,000 different people, 1,000 days in a row, he gives a dollar, that's a generous person, because the hergel, the fact that he's trained himself to be a giver, to always be giving, that makes him a generous person. There's a guy in my shul that as soon as the aniyim come in to collect, or the mishlachim come in to collect, they always go straight to him, because they know that he's always going to, you know, other people, maybe I don't have anything on me, this, that, you know, now they come with credit card machines, they can scan your eyeballs and, you know, and somehow get money out of you, right? So they have all sorts of ways to collect. But this guy, they know, he'll always take out $20 cash and give them like $20 every time. He's always giving them, so they come to the shul just for him, you know, just so that, so it's $20, it's not the end of the world, right? So how much does he spend over the course of the year? I don't really know that it's $20, but it seems like it's more than a dollar, because they go right to him. So how much over the course of the year does that cost him? I don't know, $1,000 maybe, something like that. You know, it's not a crazy amount of money that he's giving to tzedakah, but you become a very generous person when you do that, right? If you're constantly giving and you're constantly in the practice of giving, you become a much more generous person, because you become used to the idea of giving. Kol zav zav b'makom eroi, and you give each time into a different charity. Ki osu shenos an elv zuv b'pam achas nisora daito soros gedolus nade v'achar kach baskim menu. That's what the Aruch Hasidim is highlighting. You write a big check one time. You had a moment. You had a moment where you were spurred into generosity for that moment. But then you go back to being yourself. Vegamle inyan asachar, and that's true as far as reward for your mitzvos as well. Eino dama mishapo de shavay echad b'meya dinarim. O aset stakala ani b'meya dinarim shudei machsoro. Kimishapada asara shavuyim. O hishlim chesron asara aniim. Kalechad basara dinarim. You could have a pidyon shavuyim where you give $1,000 at once, or you can have 10 shvuyim that you contribute $100 to each of the 10 shvuyim. You can have an ani that needs $1,000, you give them $1,000 at once, or you can have 10 aniim that you give each of them $100, and the schar is greater when it's the latter rather than the former, because you've given more times. Rov Hamaase. That's what the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says. Hakol lefi rov hamaase. It doesn't say hakol lefi v'lo amru lefi godel hamaase. It says lefi rov hamaase. Now that is a Beferish Rambam. What he's quoting right now, that's the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos. In fact, Rav Yosef Engel has an essay in Asfan Daraisa. Rav Yosef Engel liked to think differently. He always thought of things a little bit differently than other people, and he thought klaliistic. He always thought in terms of all of Shas. Like, he wasn't, his Sfarim are typically not like Ha'aros on, you know, how to read that line of Gemara. It's always like, how does that line fit in with everything, you know, with all of Shas? And when he wrote essays, when he wrote long essays, it wasn't like, Be'inyan, a particular sugya. It was like, so he has one essay, like, for example, Be'inyan, Kamus ve'echos b'mitzvos v'yisurim. How do we deal with quantity and quality in Judaism as far as mitzvos and yisurim? What does that even mean, quantity and quality in Judaism? So he says, what do we value more, greater quantity of mitzvos or greater quality of mitzvos? What do we get more upset about, a greater quantity of averos or a greater quality of Averis. And he says, I have 28 rayas. And he brings from like all over, Nigla, Nistar, you know, Parshanim on Chumash, you know, all of Kala Torah Kula. It's an interesting style because like he uses like clay yakars on Chumash as a raya. I remember I once went with a bunch of chaverim to visit Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, and one of the chaver, one of my friends, was always very bothered by like when Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein is asked a halachic shayla, he'll like bring a raya from like, you know, from like a clay yakar, from like an Aruch Chaim, like just like a new, you know, an Ibn Ezra in Hosea or something, like it's going to be a raya to a halachic shayla. So my friend said, like, you know, not in so many words, but almost, he said, like, why are you so weird, right? Why do you bring rayas from like a place that Zilberstein didn't understand the question? He said, Kala Torah Kula is in Yenecha. It all fits. It's all one tapestry. It all fits together. Now, why wouldn't you be able to bring rayas in halacha from any and every possible source within the Torah? So to a different degree, Rav Yosef Engel does. So this is one of Rav Yosef Engel's rayas, that quantity outweighs quality, right? Because when you give $1,000 to one ani, qualitatively, that is a great mitzvah. You've made a difference in his life. Whereas if you give a dollar to 1,000 different aniyim, qualitatively, very low, very little quality. You've added a dollar to his life, you can't even buy a coffee with that. Right? What's he going to do with a dollar? But quantitatively, you did 1,000 times, you did 1,000 mitzvos. So that's what the Rav Yosef Engel brings that as one of his rayas. Of course, of his 28 rayas, 16 point in one direction, 12 point in the other direction, and of course it's going to be like that, because it depends on how quantity the quantity is and how quality the quality is. You know, like there are different. He starts it off. He starts that whole discussion with a Ran in Maseches Yuma. The Ran discusses what happens. The Ran quotes a Ravid that what happens if a person is a Chol Hashiyosh Bo Sakana. Person is ill and they're going to die from the illness unless it's treated right away. And the doctor comes and the doctor says, "I prescribe this person needs to eat meat, right?" And it happens to be Shabbos, so you look in your fridge to see if you have any meat. And you see that the only meat you have in your fridge is nevela. So you have nevela meat in your fridge. What's it doing there? I don't know. Don't ask any questions. But you have nevela meat in your fridge. And then you're like, oh no, all we got is nevela. But it's pikuach nefesh, right? So you're allowed to feed him nevela. So then you go out to your backyard and you're like, oh, look, there's a cow in the backyard. So, you know, you can shecht the cow, and then you'll have kosher meat. So you have the nevela in your fridge, it's already shechted, it's not mooing anymore, and then you have a cow in the backyard. So which one should you do? Should you shecht the cow on Shabbos? Should you shecht the cow on Shabbos? Or should you feed the guy nevela? You always try to do the lesser isser. So what's the lesser isser of those two? Nevela, right? Nevela is a regular little sase, shechting a cow on Shabbos, and it's a skila. Says the Ran, yeah, that's for sure true, no doubt. What if the doctor says, you need to eat 10 kezesim of meat. 10 kezesim of meat. So now, you could feed him the nevela, and each kezias of nevela that he eats is another iser lav. Or what's the other option? Shech the cow, and give him a nice side of beef, right? That's perfectly kosher, and it will have only been one iser of shechting the cow. So the Ravid says, could be in such a case, you shech the cow. So that's how Rav Yosef Engel kicks off that whole piece. So you see that quality, that quantity can outdo quality. That sometimes, even if there's a very high quality avera, if you can call it that, like a nisr skila, a very serious avera, it could be outdone by a quantity of many smaller averas of achilas nevela. So he says, how many other rayas do we have? So he says, I don't remember the exact number, but it's something like 28 other rayas from throughout Shas with quantity and quality, and one of them is this Rambam. But then Rav Yosef Engel writes, you can't bring a raya from this Rambam, because this Rambam is not talking about what's a greater mitzvah. This Rambam is talking about that aside from the quality and quantity of the mitzvah, there's an impact on you, on the person. Meaning, why does the Rambam say, Hakalafi Rova Masa, that it's better to give a dollar to tzedakah 1,000 times than to give $1,000 once? Why is that? Not because it's a greater mitzvah, but because now you will become, like what the Orchid Siddiqui was saying, you will become a better person. And that's going to bode well for you in the future. So it may not be that you get greater schar for it, but as far as what will set you on a path to do more mitzvahs in the future, well, if you've trained yourself to be a generous person, you're likely to do many, many more mitzvahs in the future, and therefore, hakalafi rov hamasa. So maybe that's not the greatest right, because it's about the impact on oneself. Meaning the better way to express this maybe is that we often think of mitzvos in two categories, right? We think of mitzvos ben adam l'chavero and mitzvos ben adam l'makom. But the Vilna Gaon pointed out that there's a third category of mitzvah, right? There is ben adam la'atzmo. So what does ben adam la'atzmo mean? It was, you know, people often misunderstand it. Ben adam la'atzmo, they think, you know, be good to yourself. That's an American thing. There's no like, oh, you deserve it. Indulge. You know, that's like, that's what you see in advertisements for like, you know, luxury products. You don't deserve a Mercedes, all right? Like, there's no such thing as like, oh, indulge. You know, like, that's not a thing. That's not a Jewish thing. So what does Ben Adam La'atzmo mean? It doesn't mean go pamper yourself. Take a vacation. Go to a five-star hotel. No, that's not what Ben Adam La'atzmo is. What does Ben Adam La'atzmo mean? It means become better. Be a better person. So what does it mean to be a better person? So it means midos. Ben Adam La'atzmo is another way of saying to have good midos. So very often, when you have good midos, that expresses itself in Ben Adam L'chavero. Like, for example, nidivos. If you're a generous person, you're going to give more tzedakah. So that's Ben Adam L'chavero. You're going to loan people money. That's Ben Adam L'chavero. You're going to be generous with your time, with your knowledge, that's all Ben Adam L'chavero. But just the very fact that you are a generous person means that you have developed your tzelem elokim more perfectly than someone who is not a generous person. That's Ben Adam La'atzmo. Ben Adam La'atzmo means you've become a good person. You've become a greater tzelem elokim. You've maximized more of what a human being can be. That how a human being can be like a malach, that a human being can have this godly image, greater than a malach, have this tzelem elokim. So you've enhanced that. Whether it actually impacts Ben Adam L'chavero and Ben Adam L'makom, yeah, it often does. Usually it does, obviously. But that's what Ben Adam L'atzmo is. So I think what the Aruch HaTzaddikim is saying over here is, you give a lot of money to somebody to tzedakah, Ben Adam L'chavero, you did a great job. But in giving tzedakah, it's not only about the Ben Adam L'chavero, it's also about the Ben Adam L'atzmo. It's about becoming a generous person. It's about developing into a generous person. Rav Asher Weiss has a beautiful raya to this idea that there's a difference between Ben Adam L'chavero and Ben Adam L'atzmo, because there are two sugyas in Shas that both tell us that you're supposed to mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu afata. That whatever Hashem does, you're supposed to be the same way. In one sugya in Shas, I think it's in Sota and Bab Basra, if I'm not mistaken. In one place it says, Mahu Malbisharumim Mafata Malbisharumim, that Hashem, you know, clothed Adam and Chava. So if you see people who need clothing for Yantif or something, you should buy them clothing. Baruch Hashem, we have people that do that. I have a person that calls me every Erev Yantif, every Yantif, 2 weeks before Yantif. If you need a family, if you know any family that can't afford clothing for their children, here's a store. Just tell them, you know, to go in and it's all paid for, and to take, you know, that they can have clothing for all the children. So that's Mahu Afata. Hashem was Malbisharumim. You should be Malbisharumim. Mahu Mevakre Cholim Afata Mevakre Cholim. Those are the examples the Gemara gives. Then you have another Gemara that says, Mahu Rachum Afata Rachum. Mahu Chanun Afata Chanun. That's just like God is merciful and God is compassionate, so you should be merciful, you should be compassionate. And it's so interesting. None of the same examples cross over from one Gemara to the other. It seems to be saying the same thing. Be like God, Mahu Afata. So why in one Gemara does it talk about Malbish Harumim, Mevakar Cholim, Menachim Avelim, and the other Gemara talks about Rachum, and Chanun, and Emes, and things like that. So Rav Asher Weiss points out, what's clear is that these are two different topics. One Gemara is talking about doing mitzvos Ben Adam L'chavero. What are mitzvos Ben Adam L'chavero? Visiting the sick, being Menachem Aveilim, giving tzedakah. Those are mitzvos Ben Adam L'chavero. The other Gemara is not talking about Ben Adam L'chavero. It's talking about Ben Adam La'atzmo. It's talking about developing yourself, developing your personality as someone who's a greater tzelem elokim. And we can't shortchange ourselves in that either. Meaning it's sometimes helpful to think about things in terms of categories when we're trying to do our own cheshbon and nefesh, when we're trying to figure out how to be better people. And sometimes when we're trying to figure out how to be better people and how to improve ourselves, especially at your age where you're like in really high growth mode, you know, that's the time of the most intense growth in one's life, usually is around your age. As Rabbi Shai Kamenetsky was just telling us on Shabbos, he said in his drasha this past Shabbos that like his 2 years in Keren B'Yavne, he said like he and his chaverim, they try to come up with every which way to find another 3 minutes for Talmud Torah, another 2 minutes for Talmud Torah. They're like, what if I come to the meal late so there's no line to wait for the food and I just quickly chop, and then I, you know, like every which way, like normal, regular people don't think like that, right? Like Vilna Gaon thinks like that. But all of a sudden, like every MTA, DRS, TABC, Frisch, whatever, alumnus becomes, you know, becomes a Vilna Gaon, right? Because you're in high growth mode. You're like in that mode where you're, you know, where you're hopping every moment. He pointed out that probably he regrets the decision about shower habits at the same time. you're hopping it. So in when a person's in high growth mode, what we're often thinking about is like lemaisa, what am I doing different? Am I learning more? Am I doing more? Sometimes in addition to thinking about lemaisa, it's also worthwhile to think about who am I? Like ben adam la'atzma, am I becoming better? Am I becoming someone who looks out for those who are in need? Not only do I do for those who need, but am I becoming the kind of person that could be more, that could be relied upon? Am I becoming the kind of person that can be trusted? Am I becoming the kind of person that's always honest? Am I becoming the kind of person that's compassionate? Meaning it's just, who am I? And that's a very helpful thing to think about in addition to what do I do? Because if you change, if one develops, I don't want to say change, if one develops who they are, the impact on what they do will be, you know, forthcoming. If you're only focused on what you do, so then put yourself in a different context, and if you haven't really developed who you are, so when the context is different, what you do is going to change. Because when it's not the thing to take advantage of every 2 minutes of Talmud Torah, or to be excited about this element of Ruchnius or that element of Ruchnius, so if you haven't fundamentally developed yourself, if you haven't fundamentally, you know, become a greater Tzelem Elokim, so then it's not gonna play out in anywhere near the same way. So I think it's just like a very helpful way to think about things, is to think about not only what I do, but to think about who I am. Kolamal meinav minatzdaka kilo aver avod zara v'nikra v'liyal rasha zari v'chote. Wow, the Gemara in Ksuba says anyone who hides his eyes from tzedakah, he pretends as if there's nobody that needs. It's as if he's an ovid avod zara. He's considered a low life, an evil person, a cruel person, and a sinner. That's a lot. Belial, how do I know he's considered a Belial? Shenemar, because Pasuk says, Hisham lecha penia davar im levavcha Belial, lemar, karva shnas Hashem, shnas Hashemita, v'rayin chabachi chavin v'lisitimo. I don't want to lend this guy money because Shemitah is coming up. And if Shemitah is coming up, it's going to cancel the loan. So I'm not interested in lending the guy money. What do we call the person? Belial. Achzari dechsev, v'rachamei reshoim, achzari. And umachi shichuso she'enu mizera Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Not only that, you're denying your own heritage. We're denying, when we are cruel, when we are not rachmanim, we're denying where we come from. What are we made of? What are we made of? We're made of the stuff of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Ki heim hayu rachmanim. They were rachmanim. Ele mizera goyim she'makzarim. And we're pretending like we come from the cruelest of nations. Shenemar achzari heim avalo yirachemu. That they are achzarim, they are cruel, they don't have rachmanos. V'kala merachim, merachim olav min ha-shamayim, sh'nabar v'nasa lecha rachim v'rachamecha v'hirbecha. Now, one of the greatest skulas to merit rachim e-shamayim is to be merachim on other people. I've told the story in the past. I think it's a very powerful story. I think it's actually just her yard site. There's a fellow in my shul by the name of Binyamin Pam. He's a grandson of Rav Pam, Zichrono Livracha. And he had a sister who was a tremendous tzaddikah. She lived in Lakewood, and unfortunately she passed away at a very young age. He said in the family it was known that this sister was the closest thing they had in the family to the Zaydi. You know, she was the closest in terms of tzidkus that they had to the grandfather, to Rav Pam. So she was very, very ill, and she was always involved. Her home was a happy place, and she always made sure that it was a happy place, even through her illness. And she was always very involved in all sorts of tzedakah and chesed. And he said that the last time she was being brought to the hospital in her terrible, terrible illness, she was in the ambulance and she was trying to make phone calls to arrange for meals for someone who just had a baby or something, or for someone else who was sick or something like that. And they, you know, whoever was with her husband said to her, "Ad kan, you know, like even now." And she said, "You know, I thought of a new pshat. The Gemara says." That even if you have a sharp sword on your neck, al timna atzmo min arachamim. So pasha pshat means you should not stop davening, that you should never give up, you should always daven. She said, maybe there's another pshat, that even when the sword is against your own neck, al timna atzma min arachamim, don't stop having rachmanas on other people. Don't be so caught up in your own sorrows that you forget about other people. The greatest skula for rachamei shamayim is to be merachem on other people. A person, a lot of times we look for different, everyone's always looking for different skulas to do different things, so that it's kedai to look what Chazal said. What's a skula for something? Because usually the other stuff is fake. The stuff that Chazal said is like the real stuff. So that there's no magic waters that you're going to earn rachamei shamayim from. You could dip 613 times. It's not going to change the rachamei shamayim. But if you want to, if you want to have rachamei shamayim, sal timnas v'min rachamim. You should have rachamim on other people, and then you'll have it. There's a beautiful little sefer Rabbi Kamenetsky was using one year called Eitzos Lazakos B'Yemei Adin. It was Eitzos and how to be successful in the Asar Simei Tshuva, how to get a good din from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it was all just a collection of Mari Chazal, like this. Like, have a be Merachim and other people, and then Merachim and Malav Min HaShemayim. Okay.